Best-selling author Sapphire was at SUNY Ulster Thursday, where she read some of her poetry as well as from one of her novels, The Kid. The Kid is a 2011 follow-up to her first novel, Push, which was made into the 2009 Academy Award-winning film Precious. Sapphire, who is working on her third book, also brought to the Stone Ridge campus some thoughts about the presidential election.
Well, I couldn't know, you know, when I accepted the job that, you know, the election result. But what I was telling someone else, I knew driving up here that even if it wasn't turmoil, that no matter which side of the, which party or which candidate people had voted for, there was bound to be a measure of psychological turmoil. And I really wanted to present my art, but I also wanted to speak to that issue of activism and as opposed to apathy, you know, action as opposed to just burning anger. And I felt such an alive energy from the students and the other members of the audience who weren't students but teachers and community members. And so that, I was aware of that, and I wanted to not miss that opportunity to be a part of this moment, because I think that we're in a good crisis in that people are awake and alive and realize that something to their liking has not happened, and there's going to be some analysis, and there's also going to be some kickback, and more than anything, people are not going to. People went to sleep during the Bush years, you know what I mean? You know, the protests against the Iraq war were futile, and then we had to look back at mass death in Guantanamo and just horror after horror, and I think it numbed people. Whereas I see people very alive now. I see people are really kicking back and trying to figure out what are we going to do to make sure that this right turn is not permanent. What are we going to do to stay a centrist course? And I feel energized. You know what I mean? I've been, you know, everyone is calling me and emailing me and texting me, and I just feel like we're going to come through this, you know.
Despite the what's been said from him and his campaign about race, about Muslims, about immigrants, I mean, you name it, the bigotry was there, the racism was there, and the misogyny was there.
I think that's part of what I was saying to the students. He has played, he's played people, you know what I mean? He's literally played upon their fears. But he said some things in terms of, he said he would create, bring jobs back. Well, bring the jobs back, you know what I mean? And so, of course, that's going to be a real issue. He's going to have difficulty doing that because he doesn't know how to do that, you know what I mean? And he's going to have to ask for help, and he's an egomaniac, so he'll probably have some trouble reaching out to people to find out how to create jobs, you know? I mean, Obama could tell him, because Obama did create jobs. But when he finds himself up against the wall, what Trump will do is turn to his soft targets, which is misogyny, racism, and, you know, anti-Islamic everything, you know what I mean? And that's what we can't allow him to do. We have to keep telling him, we want jobs. We want the jobs that you created. We want your miracle health system. Okay, you know, we've got the hate thing. We know how to do that as a nation. Now let's go beyond it. And we have to not be, those who voted for him have to demand their jobs, their medical care, and they have to not just be satisfied with a license to hate, you know, that now you've got a man whose father was in the Ku Klux Klan and who the Ku Klux Klan supports. Okay, you've got your man, okay? But now can he deliver more than hatred?